Sagt der Helge Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yevamis, Perig Yod Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Yenossi, if somebody was married, L'shtei Yisoymais Ketanais, let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, both were Yisoymais Ketanais, meaning to say that their mothers or brothers married them off, so it's a derabanadika marriage. They are not related to each other. Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana, the mace. Reuven dies without children. So now Rachel and Chana fall to his brother, to Shimon, Le'yivum. Sakta Mishnah, Biyasa, Aichalitzasa, Shel Aches Mehen, Paiteres Sarasa. Shimon will either be Miyaveim, Rachel or Chana, or it will be Chalitza, with Rachel or Chana. And if the Yivum or Chalitza is with Rachel, Chana is free and clear. If the Yavim or Chalitza is with Chana, Rachel is free and clear. Now, let's say Reuven was married Stam to Rachel and Chana, both were Gedolus, was a regular marriage. Reuven dies without children. Could Shimon take both? No. The Torah says, Ashla Yivnes Beis Achiv, Bayis Echad, Hubayna, Ve'ena, Bayna, Shnei, Batim. We'll see more about this in the next Mishnah, but it's either Rachel or Chana, but either one patters the other one. You have to give Chalitza to both. Chalitza or Yivim to one sets the other one free. In this case, we're not so sure how this marriage works. It's a drabanadika marriage, but what works for one works for the other. They're both the same. The chen shtei chershes. Same would be true if Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, and both were a different type of drabanadika marriage. They were both deaf mutes, which is also a takana drabana. Reuven dies without children. Rachel and Chana, the two deaf mutes, fall to Shimon Le'yivim. Either Yivim or Tzara to one of them, patters the other. Where are we going to get into complications? If Ktana v'chereshes. Yes, Reuven's married to Rachel and Chana. Yes, both are the Rabbanadika marriages, but not the same type. Rachel is a Yisoyma that her mother married off, and Chana is a chereshes. So here we're going to say, Ein bias achis mehen peiteres tzarasa. I don't say that the Bia or the Chalitza to Rachel automatically patters Chana, or that the Bia or the Chalitza to Chana automatically patters Rachel. Because I don't know if they're on the same level. Maybe one is considered more his wife than the other. Yes, even though they're both married midrabbanan, but it's not the same type of drabbanan. Maybe in this case he wants one more than the other. On the one hand, the Ktana, look, now she's a Ktana, but she's going to grow out of being a Ktana. That's something everyone grows out of, being too young. But the Chereshes is going to stay the way she is. On the other hand, the Chereshes she's older already. The Tana is little. Now, in this case, that's how the Batanura explains it. The wife he would want more is considered more his wife. And the Mela, if Yivim or Chalitza is done with someone that he doesn't want as much, it doesn't patter the other wife, which he would have wanted more. And we don't know which one Reuven wanted more. So therefore, I cannot assume over here that the Yivum of one or the Chalitza of one patters her tzara. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Pikachas v'chereshes. Rachel is a regular wife, a gedoyla, she's not a deaf mute. Chana is a deaf mute. Reuven dies without children. Rachel and Chana were both married to Reuven. Again, Rachel the regular wife, a gedoyla, and Chana the chereshes. Both fall to Shimon. Bias ha-pikachas, if Shimon is miyavim Rachel, which is for sure midiraisa, poiteris is a chereshes. No question about it that any zika, any yivim connection that Chana has falls off. But the ain bias ha-chereshes poiteris is ha-pikachas. But if Shimon is miyavim Chana, that doesn't mean that Rachel is free and clear. Because Rachel's zika is midiraisa, her yivim connection is min ha-toira. Chana zika is only midirabana. She was only married to Reuven midirabanan. And a Yivum Dirabbanan does not have the koyach to patter her tzara, to patter Rachel, who is the Yivamim min ha-toira. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Gedoyla uketana. Let's say Rachel is a Gedoyla, and Chana is a Yisayma. Both are married to Reuven. Reuven dies without children. Bias ha-Gedoyla, if Shimon is miyavim Rachel, which is the for sure min ha-toira dika marriage, and therefore the for sure min ha-toira dika Yivama, Paiteris is a Ketana. The Ketana Chana is for sure disconnected here from the whole Yivam situation. But again, in this situation, where Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana, Rachel is the Gedoyla, Chana is the Yisayma that her mother married off, and Shimon is Miyavim Chana, that's not going to pater Rachel. The Ein Bias HaKetana, Paiteres is HaGedoyla. The B of the Ketana, where her Zika, her Yivim connection is only Midrabanan, that is not going to set Rachel free. Because Rachel Zika is Min HaToyra. So again, chazring over what we learned in Mishnah Ches. If Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, not related, but both are Yisoymas Ketanis that their mother married off. Both are on the same level. Reuven dies without children. As far as Shimon is concerned, the bia or chalitza of one patters the other one. Same is true if Reuven was married to two deaf mutes. It's also a derabbanan marriage, but they're both on the same level. If Reuven dies without children, Shimon can be miyavim or chalitza with anyone. It patters the other one. More of a problem is if one was a ketana and the other was a chereshes. Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana. One was a ketana, one was a chereshes. They're both the rabbanadik marriages, but it's not the same. Here we say the bia to one does not pater the other one. The Batanura explained, we don't know which one he wants more, which one was more chashiv to him. In a way, the ketana is more chashiv because she's going to be a gedayla and she'll be a regular wife. In a way, the chereshes may be more chashiv because right now she's a gedayla. So the Yivam with the wife that Reuven would have not wanted as much doesn't pater the other one. That's the way it works. And because we don't know, so therefore, Yivam or Chalitza with one won't pater the other. The next case in the Mishnah we had is Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana. Rachel is a regular wife, a Gedoyla. Chana is a Chereshes. So if Shimon is Miyavim Rachel after Reuven dies, for sure that paters the Chereshes. For sure, Chana is not connected. But, again, Reuven's married to Rachel and Chana. Rachel is the Gedoyla, Chana is the Chereshes. If Shimon is Miyavim Chana, that doesn't clear Rachel. Because the Drabonidika marriage from Chana to Reuven, and therefore the Drabonidika Yivum connection between Shimon and Chana, is not enough to disconnect the Deraisidika Zika connection between Rachel and Shimon.